Missile Defense Agency contractors will, for the first time, be held financially responsible for poor quality parts. A new contractor accountability for quality clause will be included in the MDA's contract for ground-based missile defense development and sustainment. The move is meant to help reduce the number of defective parts that have caused failures and delays in expensive projects. Christina Chaplin is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management at the Government Accountability Office, and she follows the Missile Defense Agency. She joins me and Jason with more on what this move means. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so why is this the first time, do you suppose, that an agency is holding a contractor responsible for bad parts?
It's not exactly the first time. Periodically, agencies have done things with the incentive fees, but after a problem with parts have been discovered, not quite before, and not making it very explicit what the consequences would be if a quality problem was experienced of the nature that MDA is talking about. So for the first time, this is an agency really coming out up front and ahead of the problem and describing what's going to happen to contractors if they don't follow quality procedures that are very basic to the business.
Now, has this particular agency had more than the average CAT's number of problems with bad parts? I mean, what have been the consequences?
We've looked at parts quality problems across missile defense and the space systems that the government runs, and we found parts quality problems in nearly every major program that there is. So I wouldn't say missile defense is particularly worse off. What happens is in both the missile defense and space sector, quality is so important because these systems have to have a very high bar of quality. When you experience a problem, there's just major, major consequences. And for the missile defense, it gets exasperated because they run these very expensive tests. So while a quality problem might be affecting one piece of that test, the cost will affect the whole test and all the other systems involved.
Now, Ms. Chaplin, the Missile Defense Agency has been actually out in front when you compare it to other parts of the government, other parts of DOD. How much difference is this going to be, the contractor accountability for quality clause, is than what the Missile Defense Agency is already doing?
Again, I think it's just taking what Missile Defense is already doing a step further. They've already put in procedures in place on their side to increase quality. They've put in provisions in place for contractors to follow on future contracts. This move takes it a step further in terms of being very explicit to the agency what the consequences will be when quality procedures are not followed. Other agencies involved in space and other weapon systems haven't been that explicit and that out front.
Do you believe that the need to take it a step further was necessary, or from your research, did you find that the Missile Defense Agency and maybe some others in DOD were doing a pretty good job already?
I think the agencies that we reviewed had recognized that they were really facing a big problem with quality across the board, and they were banding together to do something about it. But the efforts that they have ongoing could take a very, very long time to really implement. And you have to just change more than processes and mechanisms. You really have to change culture and the way acquisitions are looked at. So I think for the time being, until we see all these other actions take place, what the Missile Defense Agency is doing is exactly what should be done. We don't see accountability for quality problems when they relate to basic things like not following procedures already on the books. We don't see much accountability there on programs, and when we do see it, it's very marginal. So I think it's very important for an agency like Missile Defense to be out front on this. It shows some very good senior leadership commitment to the problem.
We're speaking with Christina Chaplin. She's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management at the Government Accountability Office. So describe the clause that they have put into this contract. What does it do, and could other agencies simply take that language and put it into their contracts?
Yes, we have not reviewed the exact clause itself, but as we understand it, it reduces or even eliminates the amount of the performance incentive fee awarded when prime and subcontractors fail to follow their own best practices, internal processes, or accepted standards that in turn result in quality problems. The provision's not meant to punish contractors for failing to take a major leap in advancing state-of-the-art technology. There's a lot of risks inherent in that. It's really meant to punish them when they don't follow the procedures that are already on the book and basic problems happen as a result, such as like a connector's not connected correctly and it results in a major test failure.
So the performance incentive that the contractor gets, is that a big part of the profit that they can make on a contract? I mean, is that a strong deterrent?
It's not the biggest part. Most of the profit comes from just, you know, the cost plus itself. They're going to make good money off of that. The incentive fee is just one piece of what they make out of the contract. So it's not clear to us whether just focusing in on the incentive fees will be enough over time. But it is a good place to start. And I think even the Missile Defense Agency has kind of outlined to Congress that might not be the only place they stick with this kind of provision.
Now, we spoke the other day with Trey Hodgkins from Tech America, an industry association. He mentioned that contractors are not real excited about this provision because they think it maybe goes a little bit too far in terms of what happens if a system includes a part from a depot that the Missile Defense Agency already owns. They're still responsible for it. Do you think that that's a fair criticism of this new provision?
I think that, again, will lie in the implementation. Just the way I saw it described, it didn't seem like Missile Defense Agency was going to go after anything but cases when the contractors were not following, again, their own basic procedures and basic quality standards. So we have to see how it's implemented and whether it does go too far or not, or does it totally disincentivize contractors or not. You don't want to go that far. But I think it's, you know, good to keep our minds open and just see how it's implemented. I do think at the end of the day that more accountability is needed when these problems occur. You see a lot of frustration across missile defense and the space sector that I review when we have quality issues that are kind of just sloppy work or just really stupid mistakes, and they don't go punished enough. And these are very, very expensive programs, billions of dollars. And even in our recent report, when we reviewed these cases, we found that these little parts problems can result in millions of dollars of cost overruns and schedule delays up to 2 years.
Christina Chaplin is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management at the Government Accountability Office, and she follows the Defense Missile Agency. Thanks so much for that explanation.
Thank you.